You're on the Barrel Age Golf Podcast right now.
I'm on what? I'm on what?
Woody lost his fastball, too.
Yeah. Lost my fastball. I can't pass 27.
It really is amazing, you know, how far we've come over the years. You know, after a couple cans of courage, guys, guess what?
Welcome to episode 13 of Barrel Age Golf. I'm your host, Doug, here with Daddy, Nick. Riddle, and today, Casey Hoffine.
Hoffine. Hey, guys. Can I just say I'm a little disappointed about the timing of this podcast because the Gold Cup semifinals are on for U.S. men's soccer.
You're gay.
What is soccer?
Just saying.
But don't like soccer.
Yeah. Well,
here in America, we play something called football.
Fair enough.
We should get into the Olympic week, though, because it is Olympic week. Obviously, the two big headlines going into it was Rombo and Bryson getting knocked out with COVID. I don't know how Rombo gets COVID twice in, a month?
He didn't get it the first time. He was just too close for comfort.
He had
pretty good at getting COVID.
Yeah. I
mean, really? I thought the first time at the memorial, it was just he was close contact, so he was taken off the course.
Well, he was, but they followed him throughout, the 3 or 4 days that leading up to it and then called him.
You know what that means, though, is when he comes back, he's going to win.
First tournament back, right?
Yeah. Money's on him.
Yeah, his odds are pretty good on
the Open.
Didn't he just do that? Yeah.
Him or Morikawa?
Yeah. I don't know. They're both top of their games right now. Rom, definitely. It's a bummer for him, I'm sure, because those, you know, foreign countries, they really love the Olympics. So if you've been watching any of it, you'll realize just how quickly they all like it.
Who bet on Sepp Straka? I know he was
exactly
leaving after round one.
That's kind of my point.
Sepp Straka.
Yeah. Then the other top six guys, yes.
Justin Thomas. Yeah. Colin Morikawa, we've got Bryson that dropped out for Captain Dipshit Reed that came in.
Captain Choker Necklace.
Who loves playing for the United States more than awesome any necklaces. Player.
And Xander Schauffele. Let me ask you this question, each of you. If you could take one of these people out of the mix and put someone else in, out on the American team, who would you pick?
Are you talking about, did you include Patrick Reed?
Yeah, he's in there.
He's on.
Or you want to put Bryson currently back in there? Let's say Bryson's playing. Out of the four that were supposed to go, if you could take one of those guys out, who would you put in from the American squad?
DJ.
You want to say why? This podcast.
I mean, I don't know. He's
Good answer.
What? he's number one golfer in the world. Number two golfer in the world.
That's
number
an
one
answer.
That is why.
That's how.
And
you
I
answer
would take out because although he's good and this isn't like Dustin Ryder Johnson Cup. I don't need to see Patrick Reed on my television, so I'd probably take him out.
Yeah, but he's also, he really is, he loves playing for the United States. He really does.
He also loves that there's no crowds and no cameras.
Probably really likes that, too. But guy flew there, didn't even have a practice round, drove around on a golf cart, never played the course, and just got notes, and he's actually relying on his teammates for notes on the course. And goes out, shoots a 3-under. Who knows where he's at now?
Maybe Justin Thomas, because he just hasn't been playing very good lately.
He's playing.
I know he's playing, but you said take a guy out.
You would take Justin Thomas out for him.
Gotcha.
And keep Bryson, or are we going to go off the
Bryson.
Yeah.
Patrick.
That was a perfect, that was a good switch.
You like that?
Yeah.
Casey? You got Spieth?
Spieth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With an F.
Yeah. I like that.
Spiefers.
He's been on fire.
He has been on fire.
Yeah,
Don't
even think you need an explanation for that.
Yeah, that's why I said it, so I didn't have to explain it.
Yeah. That would have been my pick.
I mean, Xander's playing, so he's I mean, that's always your pick, so.
Yeah. I can't really think of anybody else off the top of my head anyways. Spieth would have been a good one. But I thought the Bryson for Patrick Reed was a good switch for the U.S.
Did they have to switch for him because of rankings?
Probably. I think so, yeah.
I'm sure there was a system.
Probably.
Yeah. You must, or There wasn't any type of play.
Actually,
was there?
The reason they had them is because they only had one pair of uniform pants left, and they were 20-inch inseam. So they said, Patrick Reed will fit those. Let's bring him.
It's like baseball tryouts that they're handing out uniforms. The guy that barely made the squad just gets – you get high waters or long waters, whatever's left.
Sorry, buddy, you're number 55.
Yeah, you get number 99.
Like 87.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to interject this podcast because I'm sponsored by Costco, as we last talked. I'm drinking Kirkland Costco. Small batch, Barton 1792 Master Distillers Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, and this is batch number 1124. Pretty good.
Do you know why they call it small batch?
Give me more stats about it.
Well, I'm going to be sponsored by Costco because that's what we talked about when I make it on tour finally. Mm-hmm. And that's who I'm going to
say it. Say it more and it will happen for sure.
Yeah.
You know what?
It ain't bad.
It's got like a Basil Hayden's taste to it.
Kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Pretty good. Anyway, back to the Olympics. What's your favorite Olympic sport to watch, summer Olympic sport? Ooh.
I like the freestyle swimming, tell you the truth.
It gets intense.
It gets really intense.
Yeah, I mean, I find myself, you know, watching a little bit of swimming and pulling for the people. I have no idea who they are, but it's intense. Hmm. And gymnastics. I watch the floor exercises. And just hope for like a slip out or something, yeah. You know?
Hey, can I get a shout out for women's beach volleyball?
That's a
good that one. That is definitely top two.
I mean, shit, I thought I put it on a tee for you guys. Swimming is awesome, though.
That
I mean,
is 100%.
You don't watch swimming on TV. I mean, you watch it once every 4 years, I guess.
Yep.
You watch all the sports that you would never watch normally.
So week one is like all the swimming and gymnastics. Week two is when we get in track. Is that it?
Yeah.
I love watching track, though, too.
Not a track guy.
Really?
Nope.
Dude, earlier they had the diving where there's two people. What is
insane.
That's keep in sync. It's unreal.
Yeah.
Synchronized. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Insane. So cool. Yeah. I don't know. It's a great event for what? It's 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get into water polo.
Oh.
That's something you would say.
Now that's hard.
But that's insane.
Yeah, that's what you're watching at like 12:30 at night, like when they finally flip over from the mainstream stuff. That's what you're watching, aren't you? Because that's what's on.
Guys ever tried water polo?
Have you ever treaded water for 8 minutes?
Exactly. Messing around with your bodies. Like, remember, even as a
floating?
Kid.
They have to tread water the whole time. Like, they can't do anything.
Where do you do water polo at? Is there like clubs and shit somewhere?
Not in Sycamore, I'll tell you.
It had to be like Barrington, Illinois.
Yeah, you got to go.
That's got to be hard. Those dudes are big, and they're like chesty and like hitting you. Like I just don't know how you
round up over there. Yeah,
I just don't know how you just go swimming back and
just
forth.
I like the sport. No.
Seems hard, really hard.
You seem hard right now.
Is he
torqued?
So Hideki Matsuyama and Sungjae Im.
Chesty boys.
Hideki Matsuyama and Sungjae Im. They need to medal here, otherwise they have to go into the military.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
True or false? Are we making this
up? No, that is true.
If we're making it up, it's funny. If we're not, it's sad.
They're even saying, like, hey, Justin Thomas, if you were coming down to the wire and, like, it's for a bronze medal and Matsuyama is tied with you, would you miss a 1 foot putt? Because, like, it's a bronze medal.
I don't think it's Matsuyama. It's the Korean guys.
Matsuyama?
Im?
No, he's Japanese.
I know.
There's two of them. It is Sungjae Im.
No, it's the Korean. It's the South Koreans. It's not Matsuyama.
Look at what are their names? M? On?
Hey, we got
actually one of them is
Ben On.
In?
Ben On. It might be Ben. Yes.
Ben On.
Or CT Pan?
Nope. It's him.
Ben On.
Yes.
See, I was going to say, like, if you're Hideki Matsuyama.
It's not Matsuyama, though.
You can't look at it and be like, I won the fucking Masters. Isn't that, like, exonerating?
It's not Matsuyama.
Should do some research for this.
Japanese, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Before this podcast, I'm like, maybe we should mention, you know, like Matsuyama having to like go to war. And he's like, there's someone else. Yeah. He's like, Sungjae. And I'm like, yeah, Sungjae Im.
Sungjae
right.
Im, yep.
That's as much research as we did.
I think I went one for one. You bet.
You said no, and you didn't.
I said Im.
You said Sungjae Im.
Yeah.
It's Ben On, bro.
And Sungjae Im. There's two of them, you dick.
Hey, don't quote me on Ben On.
There's got to be more than one.
Player. Yeah, there's two of them.
Don't quote me on Ben On, but it's definitely not Matsuyama.
For all you listeners out there, look it up because we haven't, obviously.
Yeah, we need to do our research.
We need to get on that Asian research real quick.
We need to get one of those guys in the background, like Rogan show, like, hey, look it up. Anyway.
Yeah, we do need one of those guys.
I think that's you. You got the computer in front of you. I mean, .com so real quick.
That's so much work.
Yeah, well, then don't.
Yeah. We did just get back from the Red Dog.
Red Dog.
Red Dog in Canton. It's the biggest scramble of the year for our neck of the woods, Central Illinois. Riddle, you made it back for it.
I did. Yes.
Tell me.
I'm going to let you.
Takeaways on just when you're pulling in town.
Thoughts. Why don't you?
Thoughts on Canton.
I'll run through the whole goddamn list, but hey, first thoughts.
It
when
was.
When you walked in coming to town.
You know, it really didn't remind me of anything other than Sycamore to a certain extent.
Thank
we
you.
Went to
I'm surprised.
Billy's, the bar, actually the tap room, which is even better. That was
one of their grand unveils, too.
Yeah, just for me.
Well, you're gonna,
I was
you're gonna
so
skip
surprised.
A bunch of
it's a new part of the bar that they just opened
so,
up.
We pull in town. Section. Pull in town. First thing you do is we slow down. You take a picture of the Welcome to Canton. You're excited.
I was very. You were really pointing out every landmark place that you had taken a shit.
I was annoyed by that.
And I told you to be quiet because you were breaking my concentration of moving, of like, no, I said
those
moving.
Are memories you
I
never
said
forget.
Moving in, I was about to say moving into Canton.
There's memories you
driving
never
driving into Canton.
Yeah.
So get in town. Curlette comes over to the parents' house. We go hop in the side-by-side. Go on a run through town. What'd you think?
Again, a lot cooler than I thought it was going to be as far as the whole town. You guys got a mini lake?
I mean,
it's a lake.
Canton
it's
Lake, bro.
And it's a big pond. It is a big pond.
It's a good size lake.
Like, there's pontoon boats that go out. You
shit,
know,
yeah.
You can't
yeah.
have speed boats, but.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, chicken tube, water ski, whatever.
Oh,
you want.
Bro. Well, that just kind of elevated
fish
a little bit more.
Noodle.
Did they use it for triathlons while we're on the Olympics?
No, that's Lakeland Park. But
you know what? Jaboy, right over here, has been at a triathlon in Canton. Believe that.
I did see the residents.
Athletic triathlon?
11 years old.
I was young.
Bowling, darts, and jarts.
I think I won.
And charts.
You did not. Case Kasparovich whooped your ass.
No, he was on my team. Me, him, and Evan.
Oh,
we all did one leg of a triathlon to make a triathlon. So technically, I didn't do a triathlon, but I can say that.
Case was the one that swam
the bi tri classic.
Yeah, and then Evan was the fastest.
Evan, no, Evan biked. Your boy ran.
You biked.
No, I didn't. Evan biked.
You were the runner?
I was the runner. Hey, listen, I used to be able to run like a mile in like 6.5 minutes. Not like too bad.
No, I don't believe this.
Believe.
What can you run a mile in now? Honest.
Over 14. Under right now today without any training. Because like 1 month of training, I think I could get down to about 9 minutes and 15 seconds
no
after
training.
A month.
Today.
Today, 9:55.
You don't beat 14.
I can beat 10 minutes for
today,
sure.
Today, it's so hot out, you would die.
Today is a challenge.
Yeah.
I used to run 5 miles in like 31 minutes.
And look at you now.
And I'm not sure I could finish a mile right now.
Oh.
Yeah. And you're talking about time.
I just think it doesn't take a whole lot of training to run a mile in the early 9 minute area.
What about you, Dougie?
If I beat 20 minutes, I'd be happy because I'm more of a sprint the straights and walk the curves type of guy.
Walk a mile in 15 minutes. Though.
That's what I tell Kyle all the time.
You got to get a drink every
speed
now and
walker.
Then.
Yep.
Here's the thing. I'll never try again.
You'll never run a mile.
I respect that.
Nope. Again.
I'll never try to do that.
You won't say tomorrow that you know what? Fuck this body I'm in right now. I'm going to the gym, and I'm going to try to change it. You're going to look at the treadmill being like, nope, I'll bike to get off this weight off. I'm going to bike it. I ain't running a mile.
Unless it's an AC, you ain't seen me doing it.
You just got me. Fuck this body I'm in.
I've embraced it.
Yeah.
We're one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to have back problems the rest of my life.
Definitely part of you at this point.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So we went to Billy's. Getting back to Red Dog, we went to Billy's, and they opened up a new part of Billy's since
Billy's
I've been
bar.
There. Billy's Tap. It was a little more Sycamore than I've ever seen when it comes to the new part of Billy's Tap.
How so?
Just You know, how do I know how to say it?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Wide open spaces in the front, open. Like garage
it's not
door.
Like alley bar style.
Kind of like MVPs-ish.
I mean, gotcha. We got alley bars. I would agree. Like, this was, yeah. I don't know.
They had a band playing? Bars. Like, they had a decent band playing. Like, yeah. I mean, we didn't hear really any of it, but.
You go see all the people you haven't seen in years. That everyone does shots in Canton.
Oh.
Gotta do shots. What kind of shots? Are we talking like
apple pie is shots? A big one to go around. Fireball happened.
Tons of Vegas bombs.
Vegas bombs. Was
tons of Vegas bombs.
And there's a certain crew that'll be like, Jaeger bomb or Jaeger. Yeah. Might, you know,
Blackout City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate that.
I hate that Jaeger stuff.
I did a tequila.
Ditto.
Which I almost puked right then and there. But yeah. Hey.
I did one of those, too.
Well, anyway, I mean, Canton sounds like a nice little place. I mean, yeah. You're talking about nice bars, nice bands, a little lake.
Yeah.
And you had a good time.
I was surprised. Sign me up for next year. That's all I got to say.
Then you know what? We get so fired up.
Huh?
The party bus, your favorite part.
Oh, that was incredible.
Oh.
Just leaving I don't even know what time
we left.
What the
hell's that? Tell me about that.
Take out around Canton, they take a drunk bus. There's a drunk bus you can hop on, a taxi, and it'll take you wherever you go. And you like the more you pay, the quicker you get dropped off.
And it's like a legit party bus other than, you know, tables and
does this run
fridges in it.
7 days a week?
No, this is only for Red Dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Or other
it was that was incredible. He drove like 15 miles, right? Ultimately get where he had to go?
No, that's a couple miles to our house.
It felt like 15, right?
I'm pretty sure there were people on the bus that lived...
Let's just say this. I've walked home from Billy's multiple times. I don't make longer jaunts in like 2-3 miles.
No, I think we were like the first off.
Yeah, we were.
And there were other people on the bus.
Oh, yeah. They were going out to Josie B's.
How far? That's like
going to Lewiston.
It's a little ways away.
Old Josie B's.
Yeah, Lewiston.
They close at an hour afterwards. Anyway, the next day we wake up. We're cutting close. Tea time's at 9. No one can get a hold of our ride and team captain Zach.
Hold on, let me rein in on his.
You get on this bullshit
because he fucking does this every time. Well, I shouldn't say every time. This is the second time in a row that he's done this. He missed a tee time up here when he was supposed to play with us at Blackstone on Sunday morning. Couldn't get his ass up out of bed.
This is Dribby?
No, Krulak.
Oh, yeah.
And then it comes. You know, here comes time, and you know I got to go. He's not answering his phone. And I'm like, well, I know we got to get out there, so I go knock on the door. His wife answers the phone, or not the phone, the door, leads me back there, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, my phone was on silent. And I'm like, I'm going to go get fucking money out of the ATM. By the time I get back, you better be ready. He's like, oh, yep, I will. And he hopped in. Shit, he was ready to go.
That's impressive.
By the time we got
back. Maybe the fastest I've ever seen anyone get ready for something like that.
Jeez, I mean, what? I don't know. When I have a tea time or something like that the next day, to a detriment, I sometimes wake up earlier than I even want to, before my alarm even goes off.
100%. I'm guilty of that. Anytime there's golf in my schedule, I sleep like an asshole. And I'll wake up at like ridiculous times at like 4:15 and be like, you know what? I'm teeing off at 8 a.m. I may as well just get up and have some coffee.
Yeah, and you drink like five cups of coffee, watch the news.
I get anxious, and I'm definitely running behind a lot, but I get anxious, and it's because of golf. Like, I don't want to miss that tee time.
Yeah. You're the asshole if you miss the tee time.
Mm-hmm. Course was in good shape, though. I mean, it's not like a top-tier course, but where it was a year ago versus where it was today, I was so surprised.
You
should have synced
it, bro.
Wematuck is on the right track. It's headed in the right direction. Whatever they're doing out there, they're not cutting the greens too short. They're making sure they don't kill anything off. It's an interesting track, isn't it, really?
It's a very, very good layout in a year from now, and it was in decent shape.
Yeah.
But I can't accept someone saying that it's in decent shape when the greens are running a what?
No, I get. But hey, you got to understand.
I know.
I even said
they're trying to get them healthy. But
explain this place to me. I mean, in comparison, we were playing at Blackstone, right? It's Blackstone's on my scale, six, but from Sycamore.
It's a 10.
It's a 10, right? Yeah, but like, what is it compared to Sycamore? I mean, we're talking about small town, uni golf.
Way better. Way better. The layout is not even compared. It's not even close.
Is it longer than 5,800 yards?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The first par 3 pulled up to after a late night, the night before, was like 190-yard uphill.
But it's a short course.
Over water.
there's yeah, gimmicky overlay, holes yeah. where you can cut trees and a lot of yardage off.
Mm-hmm. Over after.
Yeah. Fun to play.
They, when we were in real high school, fun. They had Western Illinois come out there and like their whatever science team that would look into this.
Science team.
Science team. It's called the science team. And they did a bunch of tests.
A on science the, team?
Ken had a science team?
Bunch of, like, so the botanists right. and a bunch of dirt people were out there. And, they said, I don't understand how you guys even grow grass on this. It's all strip mine lake out in that area. So strip mine after strip mine lake for coal way back in the days. And it's all backfill from then. So it's just hard, dry ground. Like, I'm not even, I don't even know how you do this. But they really done a good amount of work to get it where it's at now. It's something I don't mind playing now.
Yeah.
I used to love it back in the day.
Well, you'll have to take me there.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
Hey, the weather didn't turn out so amazing, but luckily for us, we ended our day.
Well, let's wait on that.
Hmm.
We did play an eightsome all day, which is fun yeah. with the right boys.
We did. That was fun. That was a good time. I'm glad we got paired with them. They were actually fucking beating us, I think, yeah. when it came down.
Well,
yeah, they were.
And they ended up finishing. I mean, Nate Wright said after he was done. He was their anchor. They took one shot, and this is a shout out to you, Nate, because I know all your dad and your brothers were going to love this. They took one of your shots, so just throwing that out there again.
Who?
But yeah,
who
Nate?
Oh, hmm.
Yeah. Well, Chucky was throwing darts. Nick was throwing darts. Matt was throwing darts. Not so it, much.
Does
Nate.
Nate have a brother?
He's yeah. two.
His two brothers. Are they giants as well?
No.
No. Normal.
One of them's like his younger brother is probably like 2 inches shorter than we are, and Nick, the youngest brother, is probably our height. Am I right yeah. with that?
They're all football guys. So
yeah,
but
they're all
one,
different sizes
Matt,
too.
He coaches college football. He went to your same college, didn't he? Monmouth.
Yeah.
Then Nick also went to Monmouth, the youngest one. He coaches and teaches high school head coach at Canton right now.
Nice.
Dad did the same thing.
And there's a little Wright history for you, listeners.
There you go. Yeah. Anyway,
honestly, shout out to the Wrights.
It
awesome.
Was a great time
awesome.
With those guys. Glad we got paired with them. And then, yes, Nick can get into his how our day
We arrive
out.
At the Cougar Den.
Which I thought is, was a bar off property,
by the way. Is that
the
name of it, or is that what yeah. you call it?
No, that's what they call it. Riddle yeah. thought it was a bar.
I thought it was off
it's
property.
It's literally a condo, like, off of the ninth hole. And the ladies over there, they yep. have their, like, set up, like, little tiki bar. And you come over there and you tip them and they give you, you know, lemon drop or whatever you want to drink. You know?
A lot of Vegas bombs yeah, at the
Vegas
at
bombs,
the Cougar
Den.
And they'll throw a lay on you. It's
this
years
is a
past.
Licensed place.
I mean... Like, it's not sanctioned.
They go to
yes.
Costco and get their
yes,
bottle like
is.
We do.
Yeah. No, it is licensed. Wink, wink.
It was fun. It's fun every time, though.
Oh, it's always
they're great
a good
over
time.
There. But, yeah, the Cougar Den.
Riddle fell in love.
Did you?
I didn't. I just more so didn't want to play in the downpour that was happening.
Oh, he was wanting to stick around.
So plan B was a Cougar?
You fell in love.
Well, I mean, take my chances.
I said, Riddle, plan we're going to go finish this up. I'm leaving you right now. And you're in a town that you don't know. Leave me. That's what you said.
No, because you... Well,
leave me.
Fair enough. But you guys were going out to play golf, and it what...
That's good.
These dude. Guys can vouch for it.
Yeah.
It rained so hard that it went through your...
Yeah, I got your shit back, by the way.
Yeah,
did
cool.
Did you mind?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yep. Anyway, that was Red Dog. It's fun.
Sounds like a great time.
It no, was a good weekend.
To quickly finish it up. After party every single time, we went to Tyson's house, played some ping pong. The Hart boys.
Oh, that's right.
I've heard
the Hart boys.
Yeah.
We're just a different breed, I guess.
I don't know. Built different. I don't know why fucking Riddle thinks he's going to get all gassed up and then be like, hey, let's play darts or, I don't know, yeah. a sport like ping pong.
Bar games.
Yeah. And think he's going to win on foreign
turf.
Our
body type.
Now, listen, I'll tell you, I've played ping pong against Riddle. And he's pretty good. I mean, even tuned up, I've played him.
I snorted salt up my nose, guys. Okay.
Yeah, you did a tough man shot.
That's a good
point. For everyone out there, what is a tough man shot, Riddle?
Either one of you two do it?
No.
I'm not that stupid.
Okay. I wasn't that drunk.
You take a shot of tequila.
No, that's not what
you're
doing.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Snort salt, shot of tequila, lime in the eye, and that's by far the worst part.
Yeah.
The lime in the eye?
The worst part is you're 41 and you did
it. I don't know.
You did it alongside our cousin.
And I know.
She did it like a champ.
For sure. Yeah. And apparently she's known for that. So she I accepted the challenge.
Yes. I saw the video.
She has.
Hey, first of
multiple times.
I will preface it by saying she can drink like 3 Mike's Hard Lemonades and be like flat on her booty. Those? I mean, she's the lightest of lightweights when it comes to booze, and yet, I mean, Casey she's like trademarked the tough man shot. She can just handle that for some odd reason.
It is.
She waited for me. Like she popped definitely two kids waited out for me. And she's on
like,
every...
no pain is like that. I mean, she did it. She waited for you.
Yeah.
Like it's she's, okay. Just take your time.
She was very generous, and it was.
Are you ready? Okay, here we go.
The lime in the eye was the kick. I mean, that was just it. But it did make you forget about the tequila shot. Yeah. And then I bet you guys in ping pong. And
then well, Nick and I played ping pong against you. And who's your partner?
No clue.
You don't. There you go.
How would I know
whooped
that?
You, whooped you up. You stole me $20 from that. And then we played $100, best out of 3. We went to the
well,
third
the
game.
Money,
we
the money good. Doesn't really matter, guys. It just,
we played,
we played
good.
I beat you 21-7 in the first game.
That's not good.
No joke. 21-7. The second game was like 21-17, so it was a
hey,
better
I was
game.
Partying. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
And he had that. Hey,
matter, guys.
Hey, and he had that
beat
dumb
21-7.
Right. He had that. Like you've seen it before, Casey. He had that like glaring loss behind the eyes.
Like
I don't
just
give a shit.
Lime in it or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. Like he had that exactly. look. Like who's next? And Doug's like, I'll play you. And he's like, let's go.
Took him to 3 games at least.
Yep. I beat you first one. You beat me the second one. The last one was pretty good. All the way up to the last 3 points.
Down 2 hundo.
Yep.
Good weekend.
Case in point.
So, rate it out of 10 from your expectation of what was it, best out of 10, to what would it end up being?
My expectations were like a 5.5. And I would say overall it was like a strong 9.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Favorite part?
Definitely not the ping pong. But I would say just the overall experience. Like, it's a cool, like, you know, when you got guys rolling up to a scramble wearing American outfits with music blaring on their shoulder, I'm all in on that. I want to be a part of that.
I will say that, like, for some reason,
we weren't even the assholes.
Doug decides to, like, drop his bag on my fucking bed in the basement the first night. And I'm like, that shit ain't going to fly night 2. So that's when you were at your gassiest of gas riddle, and I took the bedroom, and I woke up in the middle of the night with the door closed, listening to you humming on the couch, and then I go upstairs at like in the morning. Doug's already been up for like 3 hours because he couldn't sleep with like
dude,
riddle in the same
so bad. Just cut his fucking head off,
right?
Seriously,
I was sleeping on a couch, by the way. So not the, I mean, hey, by the way, love your parents. Thank you to them.
Mm-hmm.
Quick shout out for hooking me up for, you know, a couple nights. I was worried when they came back the next week, and I was like, I'm afraid they don't want to see me.
Wondering about what you did.
Yeah. Are we still cool? Yeah, I was like, yeah. No, it was fun. It was a
lot
of fun.
Our sons are. You're all set, man.
Good. We've made an error, an E or two. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. It happens.
Oh, so. Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Can't wait for next year again.
Well, maybe that's something you get your buddies involved with, huh?
You'd probably. We might be able to get two.
There's
two
a waiting
room. We're now automatically in this one, so if there's another opening, we could probably.
Just saying.
We could figure out a second
you're
team situation.
Your guy likes going places.
Yeah, boy. As long as you bring that mustache.
And really. There's a couple of schmalls, and I'm sure one other one's that's very curious about what goes on down in South
Jake
of
Jake and Andy both, yeah.
Yeah. Let's make it happen.
All right.
Call the mayor.
Quick league update. Not that anyone really cares that much, but Casey, you are here, so you are leading with JD not too far behind.
Wait, what? My headphones fell off.
Yeah,
what did you
you're leading our league.
I got to be in third, though, right?
No.
Bullshit.
I don't know. I only looked at the top 2.
I'm just saying, a couple weeks ago, I was top point getter, and it was double points day. You just kind of put 2 and 2 together.
Yeah, well, you win
you can
one
put
major,
2 and 2 together,
right.
But it doesn't happen.
I won the British.
Oh. Yeah. British.
Yeah, Folletta lost the British. So that's 2 majors he lost in a row. So he is owed
that
chart
could
nuts.
Be why he's out this week.
Could be.
I don't think you guys have had an opportunity to put those truck nuts
on. We did last weekend.
Bands.
You didn't have them with you, though?
I know. Yeah. They're in the back of my car.
You know what you should put the truck nuts on? It's this bag.
Oh, because it does low ride, too.
Oh.
You know.
Dude.
The way that it
let it dangle from the handle that's laid down. That is fucking genius.
And you gotta wear those until the next tournament. Only on golf, which is easy.
Imagine on a golf cart. You get wiggle wobbling.
Casey's on to something.
Let's make it this, guys, because he's not going to put it on his bands.
Yeah.
he's got that bag that just kind of hangs off at a 45.
Right? Yeah.
Seems convenient.
Yeah.
Looks weird. Great for truck nuts.
Yeah.
That's about the best bag for truck nuts.
It's the only bag for truck nuts.
And what we need to say is, hey, here's your choices. You wear the hard hat for the remainder of the year.
Which is just a ridiculous ass.
And he's two rounds. He owes two rounds
and
of it.
Or we put the truck nuts on your bag until you play the cup.
Two rounds of hard hat, like you're saying, or truck nuts until the cup.
And he's not messing with that flow, so he's not putting the hard hat on.
Right.
No.
That bag truck nuts, so he might just be like, fuck it. Like, and I will love
it. Oh, he would do that.
Dude, he'd be putting an MGD sticker right on that thing. Have this nuts just slanging around. Put some salt on that barbecue dog.
Slapping up against that sandwich. just put them on, man. Yeah. You know, when he's sitting there, just throw them on there.
Just walk up to him and just look him right in the eye, but don't really say anything. Just start tying.
You deserve this.
It's 9-gauge wire.
You're right. I mean,
that's pretty perfect. Good. That is pretty good.
Fucking perfect.
All right, value added.
Yep.
Is he in Golfpalooza?
I don't think he's going to be participating in golf.
That's coming up.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Golfpalooza is coming up, boys.
Booyah.
So that's, what, just a few weeks away? We have some Arizona guys coming into town,
right? 2 weeks
away,
man.
2 weeks away.
Yeah, two weeks from tonight will be.
We've had today. Changes.
Lake Geneva.
We've had changes of venues occur. Yeah,
there was a fucking mutiny.
yes. There's a mutiny.
Daddy loves it.
I love it. Look this how, is just,
you're like red-faced and love it.
Because we have the perfect person here for
God
this, too.
Damn.
Was it a mutiny?
Well, it was, and I think
tell them about why there's a mutiny.
I think it was led by
it.
You. Like,
hey, I'm no puppet master. Right? You didn't hear anything from me.
Yeah, you are Theon Greyjoy, bro.
So, tell us what happened. You called. You said, "Hey, Thursday, I think it'd be great to go to Grand Geneva Resort, get a couple rounds in, stay overnight, and you sent an email out."
And that would be a good plan.
Yeah,
by the way,
just like I do every year, I plan all this shit, and nobody. That says boo about it. Great idea, Case. Let's do this. Booyah. And I got a setup at Grand Geneva. I'm thinking, hey, let's go there. They got a nice bar. They got a restaurant. We can get effed up and, you know, roll down the hill and whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, have a good time. Mm-mm. Everybody starts calling. They say, nope, you need two nights minimum.
Minimum.
That shit ain't happening.
You can. That's and a monkey wrench,
no,
right?
It is. It's fucked up. But here's what's more fucked up is you guys were like, "Fuck Casey." He knew this shit.
I bet he knew.
We definitely didn't say that.
I bet he knew.
Stay at the fucking kids' water park.
Yeah. He wants us to say that.
Yeah, we kind of did.
He probably got his room for free.
Yeah.
And that's how we're doing all this.
I go, look at him sitting up on top of that hill. Angles. That's what I say. I go, look at him. He's sitting up on top of the hill.
Uh-huh.
At the Grand Geneva Resort, while all of us are down here at the kids' table,
getting that golf
at the
package.
Fucking Timber Ridge Lodge.
We didn't even get the golf package.
By water
without a golf package
from a
yeah,
water
you get the
slide.
Splash package instead.
Well, regardless, you know, the whole the thing was fake anyway. Not really fake. I mean, it was real for me. I called, I booked, I got two rounds, I got a room. Andy did it. Woody did it. There were a handful of people that did it, but
Woody only did it.
It was the minority of people.
Asterisk.
So the majority was you guys weren't able to do this. So
you know what happened though? There was an outing that called in after you did of like 40 some people, which took up those rooms for the COVID rooms.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, fuck them.
And you know what the effed up real effed up part is? I think it came out that they had actually plenty of rooms.
Oh, they had rooms.
They're trying to just keep it at a certain level of. Probably break-even point, so it doesn't look like they've got too many people under the roof, right?
Yep, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's what sucks, too, is we're like, dude, we're ready to...
But the whole mutiny thing, I only say this, and I'm joking, obviously, but Nick chimes in, Jack chimes in, everybody chimes in, nobody texts Casey, nobody calls Casey, and they're all like, fuck this guy. let's go to junior.
You guys, well, you guys were on vacation.
Yeah, you guys. Hey, you guys were.
I was part of it.
Oh shit, I was on vacation.
Yeah, you guys were on your little vacation.
Yeah, no, that was my main thing.
Fucking email that you can get a hold of.
Hey, you guys were all circle jerking on vacation together.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, thanks for the invite.
You got your rooms and you were like,
hey, I'd like to actually wish Billy a happy belated birthday. I didn't get to do it on his birthday because he was vacationing.
So it goes beyond this. So this, you're making this way.
A certain Joe Gunderson also says the same thing.
Twisting that dagger you threw in.
No, my main thing was not, I didn't want to bother you guys on vacation when we didn't have anything set up.
Yeah, that's what it was.
We didn't have anything.
We didn't.
No, we had nothing.
It literally came
down
to.
So what am I going to text you? Like, hey.
For real, though. Jack stepped in, talked to the guy out at Geneva National, got us set up. They got new bungalows out there. They got a whole new place to stay. It's a good setup. That course is the shit.
That Palmer course is real legit.
Way better than Grand Geneva. So we're all set there.
Yeah.
You guys played that for Billy's.
We played
bachelor party, right, last time?
It was his wedding, actually.
Yeah, it was his wedding.
That's
wedding.
The only time I played it.
I think we played the Trevino course there, which is
not as good.
That's number two, right?
I don't know. There's three of them out there. It's a great spot, regardless. We're better off playing where we're playing now than where we were when I had set it up.
Yeah.
And hey, I'm only giving you shit.
Right. You should throw in a little shout-out, though, because I saw the swag you guys got. Apparently French Lick. The pictures you guys had was insane. And they give you what was in the swag bag?
So, I mean, nothing's free, obviously. You guys
know it's
that.
Worked into the cost, I'm sure. But
the course that we played out there, French Lick, down in Indiana, which you hear Indiana, you wouldn't think anything great except Riddle came from Indiana.
Damn straight.
Again, you wouldn't think anything great, so continue.
So French Lick, home of Larry Bird. Great little Pete Dye golf course down there. The place is amazing. We had it to ourselves. Just me, Billy, Andy, and our caddy. In fact, we showed up. We were the first people in the parking lot. They didn't have carts out. The pro shop wasn't open. There's like fog coming up over the trees, and you are on top of the world, literally. And like you're just at an elevation where you can see everything. You can see treetops.
So you got to, like, on the website, it shows all the dew and the sunrise. It was looking the same 100%. For you.
Yeah,
God.
Very majestic.
But wasn't there like a cricket tour event?
Andy said there was like 10 groups out there all fucking day.
All fucking day. We didn't see anybody till hole 12. We played 12 holes on a Pete Dye golf course by ourselves.
And you could have kept playing all day if you wanted to, right? It's
an all-day pass. You pay, I mean, they get you for three and a hook. I mean, it's $350 bucks.
Yeah.
Plus you're tipping your caddy $100. So it's $450 all day. And then you're going to go bonkers in the pro shop. Is you got to have everything.
Right.
So you're in, I mean, you're in for, you know.
But the swag bag was cool.
I mean, I would have loved to make the trip just for that.
Well, we're going to make a trip down there. It's going to be fun, I promise
you. I'm in.
But the experience, right? The experience. That's what was great about it is being there by ourselves, being the first people in the parking lot, being the first people to hit off the range, being the first people to tee off, first people to putt. Like, the course was pure.
Yeah, that pretty much never happens.
I mean, that's an easy leave Saturday morning, play Saturday afternoon, play Sunday morning, come back Sunday night.
Yeah. I mean, it's a haul. I mean, it's six and a half hours from here.
They give you a bottle of...
Here's the thing. They do give you stuff, right? You get this little swag bag. You get some whiskey. You get a cigar.
Some whiskers.
And you get a bag tag with your name on it. And and they don't cheap out. It's nice stuff.
Really?
It's not shitty. And they give it to you and they say, classy. Hey, go up to the mansion. They call it the mansion. Go sit on the mansion patio. This fucking guy. He said mansion like 300 times. Me and Andy were laughing about it. But anyway, they sent us up to the mansion patio.
You sat on a mansion.
Like, go have a stogie and a glass of whiskey. Cool is that? And they give you the stogie and the glass of whiskey, right? So that's
what
cool.
What type of whiskey was it? Remember?
I don't know. Pete Dye's whiskey, man.
Brown?
Pete made it. It's by Pete.
Dude, the pictures look good. I mean, it's not everybody's got a phone or a computer. Look it up because the pictures I saw on Snapchat made me Google it. I'm like, no offense, Indiana, but like, didn't know you had such a gem hiding over there, you know?
Yeah, it's cool.
They got a bunch of gems in Indy.
And I'll tell you what, for our group, I mean, we did the Sand Valley tour last year.
Yeah.
That was fun. We're going to go down to French Lick. They got a nice couple nice hotels, casino. couple nice golf courses. That's all we need, boys.
Boom. So, Golfapalooza, first day, going up to Geneva National, Palmer course.
Right.
We're staying at a cottage. I think we've got, 12 of us staying at the cottage? It's one big-ass house with multiple rooms, and that's going to be pretty exciting in itself.
For you guys, my anxiety levels through the
roof. Isn't Casey, Casey, you're rooming with Woody, right?
No,
85-mile-an-hour fastball pizza.
No, I'm going to get a DUI on the way home from Lake Geneva is what I'm going to do. <'Cause>
I'm out.
No, I'm going to have a tough time with that.
Hopefully, it looks like, though, like when you do the tour on there, it looks like it's set up where it's a sturdy, you know, hotel room type door off of the main. And I'm for your sake, I'm hoping that's what it is. Hell, for my sake, you know, at some point I'll want to turn in, but there's a few... Yeah. That'll come from. I don't want to say a few. I don't want to work Trav
into
this.
Don't work him into that group.
There's one.
Woody's coming.
There's I got you. Woody coming.
Woody's coming. Woody likes to stay up late. And just so you know, Woody, when you do hear this, your boy got a Bowie knife from Amazon.
A Bowie knife.
So don't fuck with me, man. Go to sleep. Let's have a good time. We're adults.
I will say that you are right, Nick Harwick. That
don't tell them that
there are. It looks like they're hotel rooms for the actual rooms, and that is kind of clutch. Mm-hmm. I actually love that.
We skipped ahead though. That's not the start of our week.
What's the start of your week?
Oh yeah,
Dribs, Casey, me, Andy, gonna go play in a Chicago's. I thought that was the
Monday after.
No,
the Monday before. Leading.
That's the first day of the week.
What course are we playing?
Well, this is not part of golf.
Melbourne.
Royal Melbourne. That's what it is. Never played it.
Bring your best. Yeah. You can have one pro.
I think it's pretty.
It's decent.
Yeah, I think it's pretty decent for sure.
It's decent. Yeah, I mean, I hear good things.
Decent.
but here's the thing, and I told you this. I'm worried about the way that this thing's going to be structured. Like, they're blowing it up online, right? It's going to be a great tournament. There's going to be a ton of teams. The payouts, like, what do they say for first place? You get $4,000 or something like that. Something cool. We're $200 a guy to win $4,000 a team.
You know, so we're 11 days away, awesome. And they're still looking for spots.
But, do you think it's deterring people because they're thinking everyone's going to have a professional and they're like, I'm going to lose. I'm just donating.
I would hope not. I think there's a lot of good golfers out there think they're good.
Especially in Chicagoland. But, now, this isn't the first event. So if you went on there and looked to see.
Yeah, I guess check out the results, see what they were like, right?
Yeah, then I guess.
But I guess that was my fear is we go in there and there's like 9 teams. Or something, and we can win our money back at best. That's what I don't want to do.
Let's fleece 8 of them.
I would love to fleece 8 of them.
Let's do that. Wow. If there's 19.
Yeah. So that's the start of our week.
Well, good luck to you.
We got it. I sense some jealousy in that good luck.
No, I couldn't make it anyway. So okay. I would have been invited if I could have made it. Yeah. You would have invited me if I could have made it. Well, I already made the plans.
Man, maybe take the day off.
Yeah, 100%. So that, we could have used your tapper. Man.
You know
what? You're a hell of a tapper.
Exactly. I appreciate it. I need something in my life right now. Anyway, the Arizona guys are coming in. They're playing Butler on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Then they're going to play Wednesday night, I believe. So that's how they begin their Golfapalooza. But Golfapalooza starts on Thursdays.
It 100% does, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it definitely, we ease into it a little bit. We'll play on Wednesday afternoon somewhere.
It's a week-long build-up, right?
It is.
The early start is this scramble on Monday. Tuesday's probably nothing for us here in Sycamore, but the guys are playing in at Butler, and you know, we got no invite on that. Which,
if you want to hear about Butler, go back a few podcasts when Travis is on. Pretty good little talk about his top five.
Yeah.
This year we're doing the Geneva National on the first day, and then we do Blackstone for the Sammy Cup. We're doing a little bit different than this year, and last year we had COVID, but 27 holes at Blackstone, our home course at this point. You got your first nine. You have a two-person team. You do best ball between the two of you. Then it goes straight alternate shot and then scramble. And then at the end, you kind of – everything's handicapped and figure out who wins the deal. I don't know if you pay top one or two or three. I don't remember. Do you?
Depends how drunk I am.
Yeah,
modified alternate.
It is a modified alternate. That's the moneymaker right there, the modified alternate. So, like, you know, everybody plays their best ball. Scramble's great. But the modified alternate shot, the true fuck your buddy, that's who wins it. Whoever does the best in fuck your buddy wins it.
Did we always do modified alternate, though?
Disagree with that. statement.
I don't think we did we?
Because I'm pretty sure me and Trav went under always pick 1 year.
You're starting in first hole.
No, we did
drive.
It recently. For
we
sure.
Did it at Saint Valley.
I don't know if we've all if it's always been that way.
Modified,
but,
where we both tee off. We started that a few years ago.
Yeah, that was
because
at Timber
we started putting money in for par threes.
Okay.
Yep.
If we were doing an alternate.
We used to do alternate, right?
Yeah. So now we do the modified where everybody tees off in each hole. You play each other's ball into the green and then take the best shot from there.
Mm-hmm. Which would be, it'll be fun. I'm excited for that.
It's kind of like a scramble.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Ish.
It'll be interesting seeing out at Blackstone. I know they sell beer out there like they do at Timber Point, like we played in the past. We used to play, we've played Blackstone on the day before the 27-hole event and that shit I threw up on, we played an extra nine. I threw up on the second green 1 year. Yeah. Did that.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like us.
No.
It'll be fun. It's always a shit show, you know, if you kind of pair up with the guy you did last year, you have your teammate, and then you go with almost the same group you normally do every single year. So we're with Mike and Billy, usually. You're teamed up. I think you lost a playing partner this year. So
all good.
Who are you teaming up with this year?
You know, for as many years as I can remember, it's been me and my dad, Mike and his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but I think Mike's dad's battling some knee troubles or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, Mike's gonna pick up another partner. My dad and I are gonna play with Stilo and whoever he brings, and we're still gonna have just as many beers as we've had in years past.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So it'll be fun.
Not as worried about it anymore because we are getting older.
That's what I'm saying, you know, man. Fuck. I mean, that's the challenge of this now, right?
Dude,
we're getting older. I mean, this thing's been going for a dozen years,
like 15, yeah.
So now, as we're all getting, I mean,
all the way back when you guys were my age.
Yeah, exactly. Some of us are getting close to 40 here. Riddle, you're in your 40s. I'm close.
I am. Yeah.
It things hurt a little bit more.
Playing 20-thumb on the day before, 20-thumb on the day.
PJs is when you really, really do feel it. Like, I don't know why. Is the PJs always, it's like stock got to be 92 degrees and sunny when you're swollen and your back is broken?
My back.
It's spinal.
Yeah.
Final.
PJ's is the one where I'm like, I might not do this. I'm just
that will be the first to drop.
I'm gonna stay home.
I think that I've definitely thought that for the past 5-6 years, but I always play in it because once I get out there, we're just the problem.
Once you get back to normal,
we're done by like 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, once you have a couple of get right beers, you're right back in the groove, and you're like, okay, Sunday's gonna suck.
Yeah,
and then what happens? Sunday sucks.
Yeah.
But for all you camp nights out there, Red Dog and Golfapalooza are one and the same for us. It's a shit show. Everyone does what they can do to get through the whole day without falling apart. I would say everyone overindulges. Last year we went to Sand Valley because of COVID, which was a little bit different. But we did play the sandbox last year when everyone's barefoot going – what, like 10-person groups walking around just chugging beers. It was a fantastic time. But usually way back in the day was Timber Point, which we've lost our contact over there now. Timber Point was always Golfapalooza. We'd always hit Aldine and then the PJs on Saturday. Now it's kind of looking like Blackstone is our Golfapalooza going forward.
We played Timber Point because we got charged, I think it was $28 or $30 for 27 holes.
Yeah, and you'd be obnoxious.
And it's a good track. Obnoxious. It's not a bad track.
It's a perfect track for what we do there.
Yeah.
When you've got someone like who's bound to like shed their shirt.
But you know what? Yeah, hit tee shots without our shirts on 18.
Yeah.
When you're on the 27th hole, by the way.
Well, but it was that's a thing. You play the first 18 holes and everybody's fucking balls to the wall, you know, pedal to the metal. And then the last nine, everybody's like, "Damn. Mm-hmm. I'm fucked up. I think I'll take my shirt off."
Well, there's lots of, you know, there are houses around. There's lots of moms out there getting crispy on the sideline that enjoy that, too. You know, we're doing it for the fanfare, too.
You're talking about hole nine at Blackstone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there's no houses at Timber Point either.
You're hearing this.
I mean, there are, but.
708, there are.
Yeah. Haven't seen her much this year.
I do love the night after. I don't know where it's going to be at this year. I think it's going to be a game time decision or even a bar.
I think it's just the bar.
Got to be bar.
That year when we went to Jack's house that he's now selling, you and Woody kind of did your new normal Woody thing. We want to let people in on that little secret. It was fun.
I don't know. You know, Riddle's my punching bag. I can't allow him to be anybody else's punching bag.
Oh, okay.
Take it easy, buddy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You got to be the only big bully around, don't you?
Well,
That is weird.
Riddle's my punching bag, and you know, he was just saucy enough that, you know, he had that look like you could say anything to him. He has no comeback for it, and he was just getting shook by Woody.
What was he talking about?
I don't know. So I had to shake Woody right off the.
He dumped the rest of his beer out on the top of my head.
Yeah. Right on his head.
Yeah.
Which is a straight that's a busted move.
It was the very end, but it wasn't as close to the end as he thought. So it was a little bit more than he anticipated. And I just sat there and I was like, I can't even do anything right now. And then Daddy
pancaked him.
Took over.
You threw him into the bad buggy off the deck, dude. Yeah.
He's like, bro, you fucking scuffed me up. He's like all like charred up on the side.
Scuffed your boy. At the PJs, which we do on Saturday, it's a local bar in Sycamore. They do a big scramble where everyone barely makes it to or like the last tee times. But I remember we
win every year, and you get a $25 gift card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To the pro shop.
I think it's $35 now.
And they sell 2018 pro shop stuff.
I'll tell you what's embarrassing, though, and this I hate getting in them. So at every place you every event you ever go to, there's always a 50-50, right? Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, it's not a big deal, especially one like this. And I'm sitting there, and there's a lot of money. There's like $300 or $400 that would be the take home in the 50-50. And before they announce it, I look at Jack. I'm like, "Fuck, what do you do? You donate it all back?" He's like, "Fuck no, dude. You take that." Sure as shit, I win the fucking 50-50. As I'm up by, I accept the money. I'm starting to walk back. Jack goes, "Donate it back." And then everybody's like, and I'm like shook. And I just keep walking. And then you hear like, boo, boo. So I don't even know what to do. I walk straight over to the fucking beer tent. And I just start going, I just look at the people that don't even know me. I just look at them like, "I'm going to buy your beer." And I just started buying to the point where PJ's like, "You can't do that." I'm like, "Well, yeah, I can."
That's not what he meant by I have to.
Dude.
Like, but. No, I know what he
meant to, like Meals on Wheels.
Or right, like, I get that, but like I'd already started walking the other way. I couldn't go back.
You were so shook. You were like, "I'll get you a beer."
Yeah, I ended up giving like $200 of it back. Everybody got free beer for 20 minutes.
Unreal.
God, that's nightmare fuel.
That's just you in a nutshell.
Step into that situation. There's fucking like 200 people there, whatever.
Yeah. Shout out fake to Jack. Bowling. That's hilarious. That was awesome. And you're an idiot.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Props to Jack.
It'll be a fun weekend. The one that I really want to touch base, and this is for legitimately, this goes out to anybody out there that is a golfer. We do Golfapalooza every year, the same weekend, do we not? So, after Saturday happens, if you were to get a new calendar and you were to fill in your next year, the first thing that goes on it is Golfapalooza the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why do all of our wives hate us that week? Like, they don't see it coming until the day before, and they're like, "Oh, well, are we going to do this night?" Like, well, no, I don't. I'm going to be inebriated and probably unavailable, and it's like...
What?
Like, not my wife, because she's awesome, but definitely like...
Oh, God.
Definitely like, we've got some usual suspects that are hard-pressed for that weekend. Yeah, on
this
the guys.
Is legitimately the last week of my summer. My wife's a teacher. I mean, all our kids go back to school. It's the last week of the summer, and we go hard. We go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Our permanent tee time Sunday. What are we going to do on that?
I don't know. I feel like we got to play it now.
We have to play it.
No.
Oh, Dougie, you're shaking your head. No.
Hell no.
I can't.
That's double. Hey,
I have to babysit my kid all
day. It's dadding, bro.
Yeah.
100% hell no.
What's it called? Like a baby shower or something like that for her sister.
So impromptu double points day just to see who is fit enough to do it.
Well, I'll pass.
No, fuck it. Let's make it like quadruple points.
Yeah. You got to show up to basically be a part of.
JD will win that.
I'm injecting the
points. No, he's thinking about coming up on Thursday.
He is. Him and my dad, I think they're going to try to play with us on Thursday.
He would be a hard no, too.
They're going to turn and burn. They ain't staying. But all I'm saying is, you know, Sunday, what are we going to do? We're going to have to, yeah, top me off there. Not top me off. I mean, I ain't going to have that much, but Sunday, we're going to have to cancel that one.
You see the club championship invite came out today for the end of the August?
Can't play.
Why?
Going to a bachelor party.
Oh.
Oh, you too probably open, then, huh?
Doors yeah. open, boys.
Well, yep. That kind of screws me. They'll have to put me in championship on accident because
I'm
guys
with
left.
You on that.
Going to Campbell's bachelor party.
Yep. Yeah. I'm not missing that. So
is Andy too?
No, yeah. He's out of town.
He's out of town.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'll be playing by myself out there.
Winner.
Casey and I still
Jack,
have to play baby. Each other.
Jack will practice.
That's right. We do.
Match play championship.
Match play championship.
How's your back feeling? I
riddle in there by
Roberts
forfeit.
Actually thought you forfeited last weekend.
He's 70. He's starting to get senile. He lost his mind. He forfeited. Nuts. Come on, man.
And you're only in there fucking by default because someone couldn't play too. You got an asterisk next to your name if you.
And I also,
like I will say this.
I also beat really the guy that beat Frank. You 5-4.
Ooh.
I also know what you two shot on that day versus what he shot.
Doesn't matter, dude. Does not matter.
Well, it kind of does.
No, it doesn't. Match play is completely different, dude. It's whole.
Yeah,
whole.
But I. Yeah, but when Riddle wins shooting a 79, and I got beat with a guy shooting a 73, and I probably shot a 78.
Yeah, but Riddle had
it would have probably
triple
been
triple bogeys and double bogeys and shit. Like, it doesn't matter in match play.
Yeah,
he's probably. I think he's better than you,
Casey. Riddle's when do you want to play the championship match play?
Who do you think the second best golfer in the group is behind
Matt Stilo?
Stilo.
That's probably true.
That's true. Third best, then. Make my point here.
Ooh, this is a tough one for me. Actually,
you're within an arm's length. Second son of a bitch.
No, this is a tough one for me.
Is it
honestly? Yeah.
Better not say Andy.
Daddy can play. Andy can. Andy has his. Flashes of greatness. You have your flashes of greatness, Doug. And Riddle can play, too. And Jack's in there, too. I mean, shit. That's I it. Mean,
you're not in that fucking conversation, though, Doug.
Listen, if the bunch
bro,
running for second place played 10 rounds, I think you guys would all split it up evenly.
Disagree. Yeah.
Disagree.
Strongly
it's not
disagree.
A fucking long drive contest, man. It's you got to do other stuff, too.
You know? It matters.
I like when there's big money on the line and there's something to play for.
I do too.
That's it makes me concentrate like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Last week, take Shocker. That, Mikey. Oh, yeah. Mikey Shocker. Tried to go 50-50-50 with me last week.
Ooh.
Mikey's been playing good, man.
I know.
He actually has.
Listen, this is the first year that Mikey hasn't been a straight 10 handicap.
Mm-hmm. Well, this first year he had a handicap.
He's like a 7. Well, I mean, we've always given him a 10.
I think he's a legit 7 right now.
He's like a 7. Yeah, he's playing some good golf.
He's a 7-8, I think. Yep.
Yeah, he's playing some good golf.
First hole, he kind of turkey-dipped one out there.
Turkey-dipped?
Yeah.
What's a turkey dip?
So if he's a 7 or an 8,
wing,
then Billy's fucked in the golf
over there.
If he's a 7 or 8, Billy's fucked in golf palooza.
Turkey dip, dude.
Yeah. And then,
I was going to say that's a can. That's
oh,
definitely
no.
can.
I was one over after the front, and I bogeyed on 9, and he's like, fuck then, this, I'm over. So I gave him a stroke on the back 9, and then he kept with it. I was down one stroke on the back going in 18, and I fucking pulled one out of bounds by a foot. First ball I lost all day, which you know me, I lose balls. But, yeah.
So you didn't win 150.
Tripled 18. So, no, I just won 50.
Yeah. But well, anyway, race for second. I think Stilo's got that locked
I
up.
I do, too.
Guy's pretty solid. Hell of a
yeah,
putter.
But Riddle and I are coming on strong late in the year.
I think so, too. I'm real curious to see how things shake out. I wish Adam would play more because I think he's a good golfer, a strong run for second.
Especially when his putter's hot. He's had some struggles this year compared to the last few years, but it's been a fun year so far.
I agree.
It'll be a fun event. I can't wait to recap it. Yeah. After it's all said and done.
You know what we still have to do? We need to have
I hope
our
I can
one,
remember half of it.
One big money day, like we're talking about, the Schmalz versus Hardwicks in the next few weeks, because even if it's this Saturday, I want big money on the line because we have to get this knocked out before.
And
because
Andy's a bad golfer. He's the worst golfer in the group. Shout out to Andy being the worst golfer in that foursome.
Let me get your perspective.
Shots fired.
You fuck.
There's people that think it's more fun to see the baby bros go against the older bros or the Harwicks for the Schmalls. What do you think the better match is?
Well, first of all, don't you fucking talk shit about my partner.
That's true.
I knew somebody was going to have to say something about this.
You're Glucker.
Yeah.
Andy, I got you, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Watch your mouth.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think is a more even matchup? Because
he's got a knife,
handicap-wise, it's damn near even both ways.
The most even matchup is Harwicks versus Schmalls, for sure. Yep.
But, okay, are you saying that because
I'd like to see it. Mm-hmm. No, honestly, handicap-wise, think about it. And driver-wise, like, we do a point for long drive.
Mm-hmm.
You guys all hit the ball pretty far.
Yeah.
Right about the same. But, like, when CeeLo plays, well, I'll drive him by 20, 30 yards. So,
yeah.
For you guys playing together, I think is a good matchup.
Shout out to CeeLo with the limp dick on the tee box.
Jesus Christ. He's our friend, man.
Oh, yeah. I know.
He's our friend.
Hit it better.
Edit.
He's so edit mad that at Casey just, right now.
Right.
Oh, no.
Write that down. Edit that.
Ding, 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 ding.
But, no, I think it'd be a good match, you guys, versus Schmalls.
If you had a gun, if you have a gun,
I like baby bros versus older bros.
Here's why. Because you all have the capability of just fucking blowing up.
Yeah.
On any given hole.
Gun to your head.
Not
who wins the match?
Daddy.
Shoot me.
He can't throw
Riddle,
the
what say you?
I like the younger bros. You specifically always talk shit about the younger bros, like being just baby bros. I would like to see that. And I don't think handicap-wise, you're all within a stroke. So what does it matter?
Yeah.
What if it was Harwicks versus Schmalls?
Well, listen, here's my thing. I think
I would take the Schmalls.
I would too.
Wow.
And here's why. I've seen Jack string together like 3-4 birdies in a row and then make like a triple bogey. Andy will do the same thing. You guys are a little bit more consistent.
Yeah.
But. I don't know. I think it'd be pretty even. I think it'd come, I think it'd go 22 holes.
I'd like to do it both ways. I'd like
to. Ickabicka soda cracker. Ickabicka boo.
I'd like
to. Soda cracker. I choose you.
Ooh. Wow.
I'd like to. I'd like to do it both ways because I'd like to baby brother the shit out of him with Andy, but I'd also like to show Harwick dominance and do it that way.
I'm torn.
Whatever. I want to see it. Let's see it.
Yeah,
let's
do
see
something. What
happens. Is Andy playing Saturday?
We'll talk about it next time.
Or Sunday?
He's playing Sunday. Jack's playing Sunday.
Is Jack playing Sunday?
Yeah.
Are you playing Sunday?
Yep.
What do we want to put down? Is that cool for groups?
Not committing to that.
Okay.
That's.
Do you have plenty of people this week or no?
We have 13 this week.
There's 13, there's one common factor in all of this.
What? Mm.
Daddy.
What?
What?
Andy.
What about him?
Yeah.
With Casey.
The Gluck?
Yeah, the Glucks can't go. When's the last time you guys got to play together?
How many rounds have you not played together this year?
It's been a while because I've been battling my back, you know.
So that is going to be an issue this weekend. Knowing that there's a lot of weeks that's happened
there's 13,
since you've
you be the
partnered
fifth.
It up.
No. I'm riding with Andy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Do it another time, boys.
Mm-hmm. Do it on a Wednesday.
All right. Well, I think that puts episode 13 in the books. What do you guys say?
I want to keep talking about stuff.
Okay. What do you got?
Nothing. Just, all right. I mean, it's fun to talk.
It is fun to talk.
Whiskey makes my lips move.
Yeah, that small batch wasn't bad from Kirkland. Thanks for the sponsorship.
Shout out Costco. Thanks for letting me buy that bottle from you last time I was there.
Yeah.
We'll buy another
Let
one.
Let me know when you want to sponsor
St. Charles, Illinois.
Handicap.
They're sponsoring us specifically.
Yeah, I bought today I bought 2 Dutch ovens there. Legitimately bought a fucking like that's Dutch what? Ovens. I need those.
We can go down a rabbit hole right now.
Wait
we should
a minute.
Probably end this.
Yeah, I bought Dutch ovens.
What is a Dutch oven? All I know
what's
is
what's the time on this.
I know Dutch ovens like for the fart situation, but
nope. For all you ladies out there, daddy cooks. Okay, needs that cookware. Thought we'd upgrade. Got himself a couple of Dutch ovens.
Can I tell you guys before we leave my number 2 best fart I've ever had in my entire life? Would you want to hear about that?
Mm. Sure.
Okay.
I do now.
Okay. So my number 2 is we moved in to our house in West Chicago, just built it. We get a new bed. We did all the renovation. We finally get in the new bedroom, new sheets. Lisa and I are in bed. And we're like all comfied up. Like, oh, this feels good. New bed. And then I just go, oh, don't you love the smell of new sheets? And I just let some Taco Belly out. You know what I mean? And she just sniffs the sheets and just about vomits off of me. And I couldn't love myself more. And all you ladies are going to love that. But, yeah, to this day, I still talk about it.
Doug, that's disgusting.
I know.
Felt the need to tell that story.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
I love it.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Barrel Age Golf. Like, subscribe, and follow. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @Barrel Age Golf. Daddy.